The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I don't know about you, but I was disgusted to see the threats made against Mark McGowan over the weekend. The Premier played them down, as you'd expect, but we definitely shouldn't. Ever since he announced WA would introduce mandatory COVID vaccination for more than a million West Aussie workers, the Premier became enemy number one for the anti-vaxxer brigade. One of those people leaked his mobile number and home address online, and the anti-vaxxers jumped on it. The police were worried enough about the situation that they pulled the Premier out of a wedding on Saturday after it was revealed someone was taking photos of his family at their Rockingham home. Police also took an anti-vaxxer and gun owner into custody after he posted a YouTube video threatening to shoot the Premier. Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says the cops, ASIO and the Federal Police are all on the case, and that anyone who makes threats or attempts anything against the Premier is going to feel the full extent of the law. Now, it's important to note that anti-vaxxer sentiment is probably smaller than we think it is. Victoria has crossed the 90% first dose mark. New South Wales is nearly at 95%, so there's no reason to think WA won't also hit that level of vaccination, even though it might take a bit longer. But when it comes to the Premier's security, it only takes one idiot, and that idiot will likely have a range of other issues beyond not wanting to get the jab, whether it's substance abuse, social isolation, or mental illness, and it can be extremely difficult to predict the behaviour of a person like that. That's why the cops aren't taking any chances. We'd like to think we live in a state where things like this don't happen, and hopefully they never do. But assuming the worst is a better strategy than thinking it could never happen here.